preach today like I do in China.
我就依照我这个在中国讲道的方式来今天跟各位分享神的信息。
Every time I preach in Guangzhou, I always use translator. Amen.
每次我在广州的时候讲道的时候，都会用翻译。
Because 我普通话不好 ，Amen. 我普通话一点点呢。
Very little Mandarin.
We have my wife and I. This is my wife Nelly. You just met.
妻子 Nelly.
We have been married 35 years.
我们已经结婚有35年了。
And the Lord has given us two beautiful little girls.
然后神赐给我们两个很美丽的女儿。
And we have been serving the Lord in China for 23 years now.
我们已经在中国侍奉神已经有23年之久。
23年。
Yeah, 23年。
你普通话很好。And I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed us to enter China as missionaries.
我非常感谢神，让我们能够以传道人身份能够进入到中国大陆。
And we entered China in as English teachers.
我们进大陆是以一个英文教师的身份进去。
And we understand God has a sense of humor.
我们知道神是有一个很好的幽默感的。
Because he sent someone from New Jersey to go to Guangzhou to teach English.
Really? Okay. 因为他派遣一个从这个纽泽西州的人去中国去教英文。
And but I'm thankful God allowed us to stay there so many years.
感谢神让我们能够在那里待了这么的多年。
And my wife and I will be going back to Guangzhou next month on 7th of November.
我的妻子跟我，我们大概是下个月吧，11月7号又再回到大陆。
And we are praying that God will give us many, many more years to serve Him in China.
我们祷告求神给我们有更多的年岁，能够在大陆侍奉神。
I have some prayer cards on the back table. Please take one at the end of service.
在后面桌上我有一些祷告的卡片，请大家能够随意的拿。
And please, please pray for my family and I.
请你大家为我跟我的家人祷告。
The Lord has really given us a wonderful ministry in China.
神给我们一个非常美妙的一个侍奉。
And it started with this young lady right here.
就从这位年轻美貌的这个女士开始。
She was the first person that we ever led to Christ in China.
她是我们中国大陆第一个领信主的人。
And I used to play basketball with the students.
我曾经跟这些学生们一起打篮球。
And after the game of basketball, I would gather the students together and try to share the gospel with them.
Okay, 当我们打完了球赛以后，我会把他们聚集起来，然后我开始分享主的信息。
And one day I was sharing the gospel and Sally walked by.
有一天，当我在分享主的信息的时候，文华吧，是吧 ？Sally, okay, Sally 就是文华。
英文名字 Sally.
Yeah, 英文名字 Sally, 中文名字文华。就刚好经过。
And Sally said to me, "What are you doing?"
然后莎莉就跟我说：“哎，你在这边干什么呀
？”I'm teaching these guys about Jesus.
我说我是在教导这些人有关耶稣。
And she said, "My father and I don't believe in Jesus."
他就说：“我跟我爸爸我们都不信主的，不信你这个耶稣的。
”And I said, "Well, I believe. I told her I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible."
我跟他说我是基督徒，我是深深的相信圣经的。
She said, "My father and I have a Bible. We don't believe it."
然后他说我跟我爸爸也都有圣经，但是我们就是不信。
She said, "Anyone who believes the Bible must be a fool."
他说，任何人相信圣经人就是一个什么一个傻子啊，傻瓜。
And so I went home that evening.
所以我那天就回家了。
I told my wife about it.
然后我就跟我太太提起这个事儿。
And we at that time my daughter was just 3 years old.
那个时候我女儿就只有三岁吧。
And we were living in Guangzhou University.
我们就是在广州的大学那边。住在那里。
And that was 1994.
那是1994年。
And at that time, the apartment we lived in, there's no water.
那个时候我们住的那个宿舍里面就是没有水的。
From 4 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning, we can have water.
从4点到5点我们可以有水。
But the rest of the day, no water.
其他都没有水。
So every day I wake up very early, I fill all the things in the house that can hold water.
So 每天早上四点钟我就爬起来，然后所有那个找到的容器就开始装水。
And in the windows, there's no screens.
然后玻璃不是那个窗子也是没有那个布帘的呀。
And you know, Guangzhou is very hot.
那我们知道广州是很热的一个城市。
So when we open the window,
我们打开窗户。
All the mosquito come in.
所有的蚊子都跑进来了。
And I must be very delicious.
我想我那个藏起来还蛮这个美味的。
And then at that time, our apartment has 没有空调 ，no air con.
啊，没有空调。Okay, 那个时候我们那个时候 no air conditioning.
And you know, at that time in Guangzhou University, there are many rats.
Okay. 那个时候就是很多老鼠啦，那个永远打不死的。
And the living conditions were terrible.
所以那个住宿的状况是非常的差的。
Not like today.
不像今天哈。
But at that time, I went home.
那个时候我回家。
I told my wife and my daughter about Sally.
我就跟我太太跟女儿就提到了 Sally.
And we got on our knees next to our bed.
然后我们就在这个床边跪下来。
And we began to pray for Sally.
就开始为莎莉祷告。
Every day for 2 weeks, we prayed for Sally.
Yeah, 每天两个礼拜，每天都为莎莉祷告。
And then one afternoon, I was leaving the university.
有一天下午，当我要离开这个学校的时候
，And I felt someone pull my arm.
我就好像觉得有人在拉我的手。
I turned around, it's Sally.
我一转过来看，哎，原来就是文华，就是 Sally.
I thought, oh no, she's gonna call me fool again.
我就心里想，哦不好，他是不是要叫我傻瓜傻子
？But she said to me.
但他跟我讲。
She said, Mr. Harmon.
Harmon 先生。
She said, I don't understand it.
我搞不清楚。
But the last few days, I become interested to study the Bible.
不知道为什么这个礼拜来，我变得对读经读圣经非常有兴趣。
She said, Will you still be willing to teach me?
说你还愿不愿意教我呢
？I said, Sure.
我说当然了。
And for about maybe 2 months, Sally came to our home with her friend Katie.
所以以后的两个月 ，Sally 跟她朋友 Kelly 就一来到我们家里。
And we shared the gospel with them.
然后我们就跟他们分享神的这个好消息。
And Sally got saved.
Sally 就信主得救了。
And then from Sally, her whole family got saved.
从 Sally 一人开始，她全家都得救。
And even her father got saved.
连他的爸爸也包括在内。
And so I'm so very thankful for Sally and her family.
所以我对莎莉跟他的家人都非常的感谢。
They are very, very dear friends of ours.
他是我们非常心爱的朋友。
But the Lord has given us a wonderful ministry in China.
但神给我们在中国一个很好的一个事工。
And I tell people all the time, our ministry is a miracle ministry.
我跟大家每个人介绍，我的在中国事工是一个奇迹的事工。
Because I'm an American man pastoring a Chinese church.
因为是一个为一个美国人到中国大陆去当牧师。
And I don't speak Chinese.
我中文不会讲。
I know some Chinese.
我知道一点点啊。
No, 一二三四五六七八，一二三四五六七八九十。
Can't even say. 一二三四。
So I know some little things.
所以我知道那么一点儿。
But I'm a non-Chinese speaking American pastoring a church of Chinese people.
所以我就是一个不会讲。普通话的一个老美一个牧师到中国去牧养一个中国的教会。
But the Lord has blessed.
那是神大大的祝福。
And He's given His power.
给我他的大能。
And we're seeing people saved almost every week.
我们每天都看到很多人接受主信主。
The first year in Guangzhou, we led 61 Chinese students to Christ.
在广州的第一年，我们带领了61个人信主。
And we baptized them.
然后我们给他们受浸。
Do you remember where we baptized them?
记不记得你在哪里受浸的？
Where did you get baptized? In the bathtub.
哦，在一个浴缸里面。
Yeah, in the bathtub, amen.
浴缸里面。
I'm very thankful.
很感谢主。
Because in South China, the Chinese people are small and the bathtub is big, amen.
因为在中国南方广州啊，人都比较矮小哈。所以这个 bathtub 看起来相对比这比较，它还行啊，还大，还算大的。
And so we baptize our Chinese converts in the bathtub.
所以我们就在浴缸里面给人家受洗。
And we started that church in 1994.
我们在1994年成立这个教会。
And I still pastor that church today.
到今天为止，我还是那个教会的牧师。
And today we have a place to meet very similar to this, maybe just a little bit bigger, just a little bigger.
我们今天大概很类似这样的，这个大概比这个要稍微大一点，在那边聚会。
Yeah, maybe 差不多一样。
差不多。
But we have about 280 Chinese people come to church every Sunday.
每天早上我们有280个人来做礼拜。
And we're seeing Chinese people saved every week.
然 每个礼拜都看到有人信主得救。
And our Chinese people are very faithful to share the gospel.
然后我们的会员就是对于分享主的信息是非常的忠诚的在分享。
Everywhere they go, they share the gospel.
他们不管到什么地方都跟人家分享神的信息。
In the subway, in the taxi, everywhere.
地下铁啦，然后在这个什么计程车里面啦，随时随地跟人家分享主。
And every Sunday in our church, we have about between 10 to 14 first-time visitors.
然后每个礼拜天大概有十到十四个第一次来的人。
And so we're able to share the gospel with many, many people who some of them have never heard it before.
所以我们就跟很多新的人没有信主人分享，然后有些人连从来没听过这个主的信息。
In addition to the church that I pastor.
除了我这个我自己的教会以外
，We also believe in starting churches in other places where there are no churches.
然后我也相信能够到别的地方去植堂。
And our church has already started 9 underground Chinese Baptist churches.
我们教会自己就已经有成立了大概有九个所谓的家庭教会，所谓的地下教会，就是。
You know, in Guangzhou, our church is not part of the government church, not official church. And so we have already started 9 other churches in different places in Guangzhou, different places in China. And this next coming year, we are planning to start our 10th underground church in the city of Beihai.
所以我们明年是准备在北海能够再成立另外一个所谓的家庭教会。
Also for about 12 years, we ran a Bible training institute to train Chinese men and women for full-time ministry.
然后也过去的12年之久，我们有一个训练的一个中心，训练一些人可以出去当这个类似像牧师一样的一个训练。
And we have graduated just over 100 Chinese men and women to go out into China to share the gospel and start churches.
所以我从我们这个学校大概训练出来有100个多人的能够去到处去传福音的传道人。
Our church also has an outreach ministry.
我们还有一个向外发展的一个事工。
We're able every month to go into AIDS villages and leper colonies.
然后我们也有机会能够每次出去到所谓的艾滋病的地方，或者是一些有麻风病的地方。
We're able to get into nursing homes and orphanages.
或是到一些养老院或者一些孤儿院之类的。
And we're able to share the gospel.
到那里去跟人家分享福音。
And thank the Lord, we're seeing people saved even in those places.
要感谢主，即使在那样的地方还是有人信主的。
And then we started a Christian school 8 years ago.
然后八年以前我们成立一个基督教的一个学校。
And it's a very, very difficult ministry.
不容易的。
It's not easy.
很困难的。
Because our main problem in the school is not the students.
你知道我们最大的问题，学校最大的问题，它不是学生。
It's the parents.
父母。
Because with only with one child, the parents can be very protective, you know.
因为一胎化的政策，所以一个小孩，所以父母可以变成非常的保护这个孩子。
But I'm very thankful for our Christian school.
但是我非常感谢我们有这样一个基督教的一个学校。
This year we're beginning our 8th year.
今年就是我们迈入第八年。
And we have 40 students in school.
我们有40个学生。
And their English is incredible.
他们的英文是非常的棒。
Every year I hire 2 or 3 American English teachers.To come to China to work in our school to teach English.
我每年都会雇一些英文的教师到那边学校去教他们英文。
I want our Chinese students to learn English from Americans.
所以我要我的学生从美国人的嘴里学到正统的英文。
And their English is incredible.
他们每个人英文都是呱呱叫的。
I'm really very, very thankful and very, very proud of our students.
非常的感谢，也非常的骄傲。
And some of them have already gone to university in America. We have 3 in American universities, Christian universities.
So we have 很多人已经到了美国的大学，有的人已经进入美国的基督，三个人是进到美国的基督教的大学。
We have 1 in Christian high school in Vista, California.
Okay, 有一位是在这里一个高中，是基督教的高中。
We have one in Pensacola, a Christian Academy in Florida.
一个是在佛罗里达州的一个基督教的学校。
We have some in Canada.
有的人是在加拿大。
And also Australia.
或者是澳洲。
And all of our students are doing very, very well.
我们的学生都非常的好。
And I'm so thankful for God's blessing upon our school.
感谢神对我们学校的祝福。
And we also have a Bible smuggling ministry.
我们还有一个圣经的一个偷渡的一个事工。
You may remember, you know, many years ago, you know, China has changed so much.
Yes, yeah. 中国大陆已经改了很多了，很多年以前这个圣经是非常难进去。
But China is a strange place.
中国是一个很比较不同的一不另类的一个国家。
You know, when you came to America, maybe some of you thought America is very strange.
当你来大在美国时，你大概觉得哦，美国有点地方也是很奇怪哈。
That's the way I thought when I went to China.
当我到大陆中国去，也是觉得哦，中国很奇怪。
You know, in some places you can buy a Bible.
有的地方你可以买到圣经。
You go to Beijing, maybe you go Christian bookstore, you can buy a Bible.
当你到北京的时候，你到一个基督教的一个书局，你就可以买到圣经，毫无问题。
But many places you cannot buy a Bible.
但是到了另外的许多地方，你又不能够买到圣经。
You know, in Guangzhou we have Christian bookstores.
在广州我们有基督教的书店。
But you cannot buy a Bible in the Christian bookstore in Guangzhou.
但是你在基督教的一个书店，你买不到圣经。
And so in 1994, I wanted to teach the Bible to the students.
1994年，我要教导学生读圣经。
And they didn't have Bibles.
但他没有圣经。
And they couldn't buy Bibles.
也买不到。
So I began to smuggle Bibles.
就开始我的偷渡圣经的一个活动。
And in 1998, October of 1998. In October of 1998, I began to keep track. How many Bibles we are smuggling to China?
所以1998年十月我就开始了记数，看我到底偷渡了多少本圣经。
And from October of 1998 until today. We have smuggled 575,000 Bibles into China.
575,000?
Yeah,
57,000.
Wow,
oh, okay. That's a lot, okay.
很多。
Yeah, 从1998年10月开始到现在，我们已经偷渡了大概有57万本之多的圣经到大陆去。
And we have distributed those Bibles into the hands of the Chinese people. For free of charge, we don't charge anything.
Yeah, 然后我们就能够分送免费的分送给很多人。
And so that ministry in China right now is kind of on hold.
那个施工现在已经稍微停下来了。
Because now at the border, if the police catch me, they will revoke my visa for 5 years.
Okay. 因为在这个边境，如果我被抓到的话，他们会把我的那个这个 visa， 啊，不是护照 ，visa。签证给我吊销签证
5年之久。And so we will continue that ministry when things loosen up.
这事情如果那个淡下来的时候，我们很可能会再继续。
And you guys know the way things are in China.
你们知道大陆那国内是怎么，大陆是怎么回事
？Sometimes the security is very tight.
有的时候很紧。
Sometimes very loose.
有时候又很松。
And so we've learned over the 23 years we've been there when it's tight.Slow down. When it's loose, work hard.
这么基于我们23年的经验，我们知道，如果是很紧的话，我们就停，稍停一下；如果是很松的话，哦，就赶快做工。
But over the 23 years we've been in China.
然后23年之久，我们在中国大陆。
We've experienced a lot of strange things from the police, troubles from the police.
从这个警察那边，我们一些很多很奇怪的一个机遇经验。
The police have raided our church many, many, many times.
警察来我们教会抓过好几次。
The police have raided our school many, many times.
警察也来我们学校抓过好几次。
Our school is 8 years old, but we already moved to four different places.
我们学校是八年，有八年，但是我们已经搬了大概有四次了。
But we just keep on.Keeping on.
但是我们就是继续。
And just keep on going.
继续不断的前进。
My Chinese people told me, you are like Chinese people.
中国人就跟我讲说，哎，你很像我们老中哎。
I told them Chinese people is like water.
我就说，哎，中国人就像水一样。
The water go down the hill, hit the rock, go around it.
Yeah. 说中国人就像水一样，从上面掉下来，碰到石头怎么样？哎，转个弯绕过去流。
That's one of the things I love about Chinese people.
所以我就最喜欢中国人就是这一点。
I love our people in China. I love our church.
我爱我在大陆的人，我爱我在大陆的教会。
I love Chinese people.
我就是爱中国人。
Chinese people are great people.
Chinese, 中国人是一个很了不起的民族。
And very beautiful too.
Okay. You don't have to talk to me. Get all those people down there.
And I thank God that He allowed me to enter China to share the gospel.
我感谢神，让我能够进到中国大陆，跟他们分享神的好福音。
And this morning.I want to talk a little bit about that from James chapter 4.
So, 今天我要就是由这个观点来分享一，由借着雅各书第四章来分享一点。
Now, to understand James chapter 4,
要了解这个雅各书第四章，
you have to understand what was happening at that time.
你必须要知道一下当时的一个背景，发生什么事情。
When James wrote this book,
当雅各写这本书的时候，
There was a great persecution happening against the Jewish believers in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷城有一个很大的逼迫降临在那边的教会。
And the Jewish people were taking whatever they could carry and running away.
所以他们这些犹太的信徒们就是能够带就是等于是除了身上衣服以外就是一无所有的就逃出去了。
The Christians of the early church.
教会的当初的教会的信徒
they were running for their lives.
他们是在逃命
and they had to leave everything behind.
所以所有的东西都不能拿，都要留下来。
They could only take what they could carry in their hands.
只能说手里能够提的东西而已。
And they began to settle in many, many different places throughout Asia Minor.
所以在这个亚细亚的他那个地方的话，就是到处的能够安定下来，就找个地方安身立命了。
And James wrote this book to encourage them.
所以雅各就写这封书信去安慰鼓励他们。
James was their pastor.
雅各是他们的牧师。
And when you read the book of James,
当你读雅各书的时候，
you can really see the heart of a pastor.
你可以看到一个牧者的心肠。
And James cared about these people.
雅各是非常的关心这些人。
He loved these people.
他爱这些人。
And he's trying to guide them.
Yeah, 他是要指引他们。
And James says to them in chapter 4,
在第四章雅各告诉他们,
he says, may I have your attention? He calls them to attention.
说我可以,你们可不可以注意,给注意力给我一下?
He says, listen to me now.
听我要说什么?
And when James is speaking here, he's not speaking to every believer.
这里他不是针对所有的信徒来讲的。
He's speaking to a select few.
他只是对一部分人来讲。
And these believers had a problem.
这一小部分人他们是有些问题存在。
And James is drawing their attention to it.
雅各就要他们能够注意来听他要讲的话。
So in verse 13, James calls them to attention.
所以在第十三节他一开始有个字。
And he says to them,Listen to me.
就说听我的，听啊。
You who say,
你们这些
not everyone,
不是每一个人
just these believers who had adopted a wrong way of thinking.
只是那些对于这个对于生存有一些错误观念的人，雅各是对这些人说的。
Look what they were saying in verse 13.
我们看一下第十三节是讲什么。
They said today or tomorrow.
今天明天
we will go into this city and do this or that.
我们要往某城里去，在那里
and we'll spend a year there.
在那里住一年
and we're going to do business.
我们要买卖得利
and we're going to make money.
要赚大钱
Now, what's wrong with that?
这有什么不好呢？
How many of you like to do business?
有多少人喜欢做买卖赚大钱的？
Yeah.
诚实一点了，拜托了。
Chinese people love business.
Oh, love money, okay.
Chinese people like the Jews of Asia, amen. Love business. Nothing wrong with business.
这么是亚洲的犹太人哈，很喜欢赚钱的。
Listen, there's nothing wrong with business.
做买卖一点都不错，没有什么不对的。
Everyone should do some business.
每一个人都应该做一些某些的买卖。
You need to have money.
你必须要赚钱啊，要有money。
Need to be able to live.
你必须要活下去啊。
And the problem in America is many people are lazy.
在美国有很大的问题是很多人是很懒的。
There's a big problem in America.
呀，美国有一个很大的问题。
Too many American people are lazy.
很多人是很懒的。
They don't want to work.
不想去做。
They're not ashamed to not work.
他们不做过，他们觉得没有什么好。
You know, when I was a boy,
不好意思的，当我是一个小男孩的时候
，if I was sleeping at 9 o'clock,
如果我九点钟了还在那边睡觉的话
，my mama would say to me,
我妈妈就会告诉我
，what's wrong with you?
搞什么呀
？What are you doing still sleeping at 9 o'clock?
九点了还在睡呀
？Get out of bed, you lazy bum!
呀，懒骨头，赶快给我起来
！Yeah, but today many people they sleep all day.
今天很多人是整天都在睡大觉。
Many American people like to sleep 9 o'clock at night, still sleeping.
从九点睡到九点。
I don't understand. You know, too lazy, right?
太懒了吧。
Everyone should do some kind of business.
每个人都应该做些事儿，对不对
？That's how I enter China.
所以我就到了中国。
In 1994, I entered China as an English teacher.
我那一年我是以这个英文教师的身份进入中国。
But when our church began to grow,
但当我们教会在成长的时候
，I didn't have time to teach English anymore.
我就教英文，没时间去教英文了。
So I started a business.
所以我就开始了我一个小买卖。
I sell pearls.
Oh, you sell what?
I sell pearls.
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 Oh, 他就买卖珍珠。Pearl. Okay.
I buy pearls in China. I send it to America, and I sell it.
Okay. 我在中国大陆买珍珠，然后卖到美国来。
And every year,
然后每一年
，I can get business visa to enter China.
都一个那个一个生意人的一个签证进到中国大陆。
I can't tell the Chinese government I'm a preacher. I want to enter China. They will not let me, right?
呀，我跟那边的政府说，我是一个牧师，他们不会让我进去。
And so when I'm in America, I sell pearls.
我就说，哎，我是生意人，我是买卖珍珠的。
I have some pearls today.
我今天还有一些珍珠。
If you need pearls,
free sample today.
Talk to me.
How about free sample today?
I have no free sample. Oh. But I give you a discount for a chance.
Okay. Good businessman. You're not Jewish by any chance, are you?
So you know, these Jewish believers now.Have gone into a new place and they are starting a new life.
So these people are already scattered in different places, and then in different places starting a new life.
And they are doing business.
Then they are doing business.
But there's nothing wrong with doing business.
Yeah, but what I just said, doing business is no mistake.
So what was their problem?
So this problem is where?
Let's read it again.
Let's read this news.
Today or tomorrow.
今天明天
we will go to this or that city.
我们要到某城里去
We spend a year there.
在那里住一年
Carry on business.
要做买卖赚大钱
And make money.
要买卖得利
What's the problem?
问题呢
I'll tell you the problem.
我告诉你
In verse 13, not one time did they ever say, we will do what God wants us to do.
呀、yeah, ，在第十三节你看不到任何一个地方，他们讲的说我们要遵照主的旨意去行。
They're making plans.
那他们在计划。
We're gonna go to this city.
要到这里。
We're gonna stay there a year.
在那边住一个年。
Gonna do business.
做买卖。
Gonna make money.
呀、yeah, ，但是。
Not one time did they ever pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
所以没有说任何一个地方提到说他们祷告说求主的旨意。
These are Jewish Christians.
这些是犹太的基督徒。
These are people who know God.
这些人他们是认识神的，认识主的。
But they are living as if they don't know God.
他活着就像他们不认识主一样。
There's nothing wrong with making plans.
要我们计划是一点都没有问题的。
We should make plans.
每个人都应该有计划的。
But don't leave God out of your plans.
但是不要把神剔除在你的计划。
Don't forget God.
不要把神给忘了。
Because when we forget God, we ruin our lives.
因为当我们把神给忘了的时候，我们就把我们的人生整个都毁掉了。
How many young people get married without ever praying, Lord, who do you want me to marry?
有多少年轻人结了婚，但是从来没有祷告说，神呀，你要我，你要我这个娶谁或嫁谁
？You know, in Guangzhou, I always tell my Chinese people.
在广州，我常常告诉我的中国的朋友。
You need to be careful when getting married.
那你结婚的时候要非常的小心。
Get married once.
你只能结一次婚。
And you need to be careful who you marry.
所以你跟谁结婚是非常非常要小心的一件事。
You know, China, in our church, many Chinese men, they want to marry beautiful girl.
当然，在我们教会很多中国的男人都喜欢娶漂亮的小姐。
And the woman want to marry rich guy.
女的呢，就要嫁一个有钱的老公。
But listen, those are not the important factors when getting married.
但是各位。结婚这不两样都不是一个最关键的要件。
When you are a Christian getting married, you want to be in God's will.
当你是基督徒，你要结婚的时候，你必须要行在神的旨意之内。
You want to marry someone that God has for you.
你要婚嫁的是一个神给你的。
Many young people make mistakes.
很多年轻人就犯了这个错误。
They think about going to college.
他们想到我去读大学。
I'm going to go to that college.
我到那个大学。
I'm going to get that degree.
我要得这个学位。
Did you pray about what college God wants you to go to?
你有没有祷告说神要你去哪个学校呢？
Did you pray about what God wants you to do with your life?
你有没有祷告说神要你此生要做什么呢？
You see, there's nothing wrong with making plans.
做这个计划是一点都没有问题的。
But when you leave God out of your plans,
当你的计划中没有神的时候
，You're going to shipwreck your life.
你的人生就会像一个船沉船一样。
You're going to ruin your life.
你会毁掉你自己的一生。
And that's what these Christians were doing.
这就是这些犹太的基督徒所行的事情。
But James called them to attention.
但是雅各就叫他们来说，大家来，我们来稍微谈一谈。
He wanted them to come back.
Yeah, 他要他们再回来。
Get in the will of God.
Yeah, 重新再度的认识神。
You know, God still does the same to us even today.
今天神所行的对我们所行的还是一样。
What do you think the word of God is?
你认为神这个字是代表什么呢？
The word of God is God's way of calling us to attention.
你知道神的话语是什么？神的话语就是怎么样，能够怎么样让我们能够注意到一些事情。
When we begin to wander away from God.
当我们远离神的时候
，When we begin to forget God，
甚至把神忘记的时候
，The word of God calls us back。
神的话语就会把我们呼召回来。
That's what pastors do。
这就是牧师要做的事情。
And you know something? If you have a pastor who preaches the word of God, you should be very thankful。
你如果有一个牧师，他是传讲是神的话语。你们要非常的感谢。
There's a lot of pastors today all over the world. They're afraid to preach the word of God.
今天世界各地有很多的牧师，他们是不敢传讲神的话语。
They don't want to offend anyone.
因为他不想要得罪任何人。
You know, today in America, everyone is so easy to be offended.
今天美国人很多人很容易的就变觉得哦，别人得罪我了。
Don't say this. Don't say that. Don't do this.
不要讲这个，不要讲那个，你会得罪人哦。
It's crazy.
Crazy.
You should thank God you have a pastor who preached the word of God to you.
所以你比较感谢有一个牧师，他敢传讲神的话语。
Someone who will try to keep you in the will of God.
让你来保持行在神的旨意当中。
So that you don't shipwreck your life.
所以你不会去随便的去撞的把船给撞沉了。
And then that's why God gives us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
那另外也是神为什么给我们一个里面有这所谓的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit guides us.
圣灵能够引导我们。
He teaches us the Word of God.
教导我们神的话语。
And when you begin to wander away,
当你是渐渐远行的时候
，The Holy Spirit touches your heart.
圣灵会 touch 你，接摸到你的心。
He says, "Hey, where are you going?"
会跟你说，哎，你要去哪儿啊
？What are you doing?
你在干什么
？It's not right.
不对哦。
We have the Spirit of God living inside of us.
Yeah, 我们里面都有圣灵与我们同在。
And the Spirit of God draws us into God's will.
然后圣灵就会把我们引到神的旨意当中。
And that's what James is doing here.
所以雅各，这就是雅各在这里所行的。
So in verse 13,
第十三节
he calls them to attention.
他把他们叫来说，哎，大家注意啊，大家注意。
He said, "Your thinking is not right."
你今天所想的，你的思维是不对的。
You need to get into the will of God. And then verse 14. James voices his concern. And in verse 14, look what he says. He says, why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? He said, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. And he asked a question. What is your life? It's just a mist that appears for a little while and then it's gone. These Jewish believers, they're saying, we're going to go to that city and stay there a year. And James said, who promised you a year? You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. What is your life? It's just vapor. You guys like to drink tea. You like to drink tea? You like coffee?
Coffee.
Listen, I only know two Chinese people who love to drink coffee. My friend and you, or three now, three, Dorothy. When you have a hot cup of tea or coffee, and you see the steam come up, can you watch the steam go very high up into the sky? No.
No, 没有,
you just see a little.
Then disappear. Then it's gone.
That's our life. That's the way life passes. Very quickly. Life passes very quickly. We don't even notice. You know, when I was in the United States Air Force many years ago, I joined the Air Force.
1983,
and at that time,
那个时候,
I weighed 163 pounds.
我大概是160,
maybe 78公斤.
78公斤, 163磅. Okay.
And the Air Force told me,
空军就告诉我,
you are allowed to weigh 180 pounds. No problem.
他说你可以重身体重可以高到183磅都没有问题.
I thought to myself,
我就跟自己说,
I eat so much.
我吃了很多耶,
I never gain weight.
我从来不会长胖.
At that time, I looked like this. This is me.
像竹竿一样，就是这个杆一样。I
can eat so much, but still very thin.
因为我
young 的。I was young.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 吃很多还是不长胖。
I told the Air Force.
我就告诉空军说。
I will never weigh 180 pounds.
我一辈子都不会胖到183磅。
You know what I say today?
你说你知道我今天说什么吗？
I will never weigh 180 pounds again.
我不要再重到180磅了。
What happened?
发生什么事情?
I don't know.
我不知道。
Life happened. 就是, very quickly.
人生就是这么快。
Life passed by.
Yeah, 人生就是这样过去了, 白马过去。
And we change.
我们每个人都改变了。
We're getting older.
我们变得越比较老了。
I never had gray hair.
我以前都没有白发。
But my life has gone very quickly.
Yeah, 人生就是这么快。
When my daughter was born,
当我女儿出生的时候,
we took her from the hospital.
我们从医院里把她接回家,
just a little baby.
Yeah, 就像个小baby.
Today, she's 26 years old.
她今年是26岁,
26 years, just like that.
Yeah, 26年, just like that. Just like that.
Where did it go? Where did those years go?
七年岁就跑到哪里去了?
Gone.
就像一个云雾, 诶,
that's the way our lives are. Our lives pass very quickly. See, in your mind, it seems like yesterday you were just a young girl or young boy.
And
today, you're old. You know, I remember when I was young. I could run everywhere.
Boxing.
And I was in good shape. I never got hurt. And then today, I wake up in the morning. I hear funny sounds. My body's like falling apart. You know, time passes. Our lives change. And it happens very quickly. And that's what James is saying. He's saying, I'm concerned for you. Because you're leaving God out of your life. You left God out of your plans. And you're not concerned about God's will. And while you are outside God's will, your life is passing very quickly. And James says to them, don't waste your life. You only have one life. You only have one life. Don't waste it. Passes very quickly. And then in verse number 15 to verse number 17, he says, instead you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. And so James is telling them, you need to change the way you're living. If you are forgetting God, if you've left him out of your plans, if you're not concerned with the will of God, if you're not in the will of God for your life, you're wasting your life. And you only have one life. And it passes very quickly. And you need to change the way you are living. Don't keep wasting your life. I'm
going
to tell you a story and then I'll be done. I hope you can handle it.
我就讲完了。
When my father met my mother,
当我的爸爸遇到我的妈妈的时候,
my father was married to another woman.
我爸爸那个时候已婚了。
And my mama was married to another man.
Oh, 我妈妈也是已婚, 两个都是已婚。
And my father told my mama,
所以我爸爸就跟我妈妈说,
he said, if you will divorce your husband, I will divorce my wife and we can marry each other.
Oh, 他们就说, 你如果肯跟你的丈夫离婚, 我就跟我的妻子离婚, 让我们两个可以结婚。
And my mother divorced her husband.
我妈妈就真的跟她的老公, 第一任的先生离婚。
But my father never divorced his wife.
但是我的爸爸就没有离婚。
And 9 months later,
9个月以后,
I was born.
他出生了。
And my father, in my life growing up,
在我生长的过程中,
my father was never there.
我爸爸是一个缺席的爸爸, 从来不在。
He had another wife and 6 other children in another place.
Yeah, 他在另外一个地方, 他有另外一个家庭, 有6个他的其他的, 小孩子。
And my father would call sometimes.
我爸爸有时候会打电话过来。
He said, "I'm going to come in to see you."
说我要过来看看你。
I'll take you to the baseball game.
带你去看看棒球赛。
And I was a young boy.
我那个时候是一个小男孩。
I would get my baseball glove and my hat.
我就把穿戴整齐了，所有的 baseball 的东西都穿戴整齐了。
And I would wait for my dad.
然后我就在那边等我的爸爸。
And he wouldn't show up.
然后我爸爸是永远是不会到的。
By the time I was 12 years old.
当我十二岁的时候。
If my father called.
爸爸打电话来。
I didn't even care.
我根本就不 care 不无所谓了。
I just went to do whatever I wanted to do.
就是该做什么就去做什么。
Because I know he wouldn't come in, he's not going to show up anyway.
我也知道他根本不会来的。
Well, I got saved.
然后当我信主得救以后。
I was 22 years old.
22岁。
I became a Christian.
我是成了一个基督徒。
And I began to pray for my dad.
我开始为我的爸爸祷告。
That my dad would get saved.
希望我的爸爸能够信主得救。
And every time I saw my dad,
我每次看到我爸爸。
We would go to have dinner.
就会去一起吃个晚餐。
And I would share the gospel with my dad.
然后我跟他分享神的信息。
And my dad would tell me.
我爸爸就会跟我说。
Oh, I'm a good guy.
我是个好人啦，不错
啦。I'm a Christian.
我也是基督徒了。
I'm going to go to heaven.
我一定会上天堂的啦。
And I would always tell my dad, no.
我每次跟他说，不会哦。
No, you're not a good guy.
你不是一个好人。
No, you're a sinner who needs to be saved.
你是一个必须要被救的一个罪人。
And when I was in China,
当我在中国的时候,
I got a phone call one night.
有一天晚上有人打电话来,
and it was my mom.
是我妈妈,
and my mom said to me,
我妈跟我说,
your father is dying.
哦, 你爸爸快死了,
and you need to call him.
你必须要跟他打电话去,
my father was very rich.
我爸爸是很有钱的,
he was very, very rich.
非常非常有钱,
he was a very smart guy.
而且是非常聪明的一个人。
He went back to college at 65 years old and got an engineering degree.
65岁回到学校，然后得了一个工程师的学位。
My father was a big, tall guy.
爸爸很高很大。
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah,
very rich.
很英俊，然后又多金。
He lived in a very beautiful house.
然后住的房子是非常好的房子。
And he always drove new Cadillac.
每次新的 Cadillac.
Cadillac.when I called my father,
so 当我打电话给我爸爸的时候
from Guangzhou,
从广州打电话给他
and I told my father, Dad,
我说爸爸
the doctors say you're dying,
医生说你快要死了是不是
and I said, you need to get saved,
你必须要得救哦
I said, if you die without Christ, you're going to go to hell.
如果死的时候还没有得救，还没有得到耶稣基督的话，你是要下地狱的。
And I said, I don't want you to go to hell.
但是我不希望你到地狱去。
And God doesn't want you to go to hell.
神也不要你去地狱。
He said, you need to get saved.
你必须要得救。
And my father said this to me.
我父亲跟我说。
He said, Gene.
Gene.
I never told you.
我从来没有跟你说过这些话。
But about 2 months ago.
但是两个月以前。
I repented of all my sin.
我认罪悔改。
And I asked Jesus to come into my heart to save me.
然后我请求主耶稣基督到我的心里。
And then my father said this.
然后我爸爸又说。
He said, I really made a mess of my life.
我这一生真的是一团糟啊。
He said, I wish I can go back to live my life again.
我希望我能够重新再把这一辈子再活一遍。
But you can't.
但是你不能。
And neither can you.
各位，你们也不能。
You only have one life.
你们仅此一生。
Don't waste it.
不要浪费。
Don't forget God.
不要把神忘了。
Don't make plans and leave God out of your plans.
不要在你计划中把神给踢走了。
Find God's will for your life.
再找到神对你此生的计划。
And stay in it.
然后留在那里。
Because if you don't,
你不是这样做的话,
your life is going to pass very quickly.
你这一生就会过得非常非常的快。
And you will have wasted your life.
然后你这一生就是全部浪费掉了。
You only have one life.
仅此一生。
Don't waste it.
不要浪费。
Father, we love you.
神父神我们爱你。
For the word of God.
神的话语。
We love you that you care for us.